Okay, let's see here. Well, Zig Ziglar, of course, is an American legend, and he passed away November 28th, 2012. But don't be fooled, because Zig Ziglar said that when he passes on from this earth, his words, he said, "I will be more alive than I've ever been before." Today, we're going to look at a view from the top, and we're going to look at the 15 quotes that you're at the top when. And we are going to dissect those. I'm going to tell a bunch of Zig Ziglar stories, and we're going to talk about the impact that Zig Ziglar has had on so many lives around the world. Now, of course, his first best-selling book was See You at the Top. This is the 25th anniversary edition, and almost 2 million in print at that time. There's many, many more today. And of course, Zig Ziglar finished his speech. He closed each and every speech with, "I'll see you, and I really do mean you at the top." Then he wrote a book called Over the Top, and he would end his speeches with, "I'll see you, and I really do mean you, not just at the top, but hey, I'll see you over the top." And what I want to stress today is that regardless of where you are in your station of life, whether you are successful, whether you're just barely surviving, whether you're stable, whatever your station is, really the end goal for at the top and over the top is, and this session that we're doing today is to understand the difference between success and significance. Now, that's what this is really all about. Of course, if you're just in survival mode, this is going to help you to survive. If you are going from survival to stability, this will help you get stable. In most cases, if you're watching this or participating in this today or in the future, you're probably already successful. So the idea is, what's the difference between success and significance? The fact is that every single person on the planet wants to be at the top, don't they? We all do. We all want to be successful. We all want to, whatever that top is, I mean, we want to do it. We want to have it all. And Zig Ziglar said that you can have it all. And so today we're gonna review and learn, hopefully memorize, the 15 principles of being at the top. What it means to be at the top. As I was grabbing pictures and things like this for this PowerPoint today, and just researching quotes and different things like that. There's so much out there when you type in Zig Ziglar or one of his quotes or whatever. And I came across something that I haven't seen before. And of course, I've been studying Ziglar for many, many years, and I've known them since March of 2008. Zig spoke at my conference in November of 2008. Tom and I officially started working together on January 1st of 2011. So I believe that it will be 9 full years of working together, January 1st coming up. And I found this. I haven't clicked on the link to read it yet. I've never even heard of it before. And I'm sure when I asked Tom or Laurie about it, they go, "Oh, yeah, that's one of those licensing deals that we did along the way." You know, it's like, I don't know if I'll ever learn everything that's out there about Zig Ziglar ever, as long as I live. And even though I've traveled all over the world with Tom and he's told me so many amazing stories, I don't know if I'll ever get to the bottom of all of it. But today is all about Zigology. All right. So the question is, what does it really mean to be at the top? Does it mean to be hugely successful financially, like Kevin Harrington? Well, That's one idea of success. Okay. But how many of you know that we can be very successful? We can have all the money in the world and not be significant and not be at the top. We can be very rich and financially successful, but things are messed up at home. Zig Ziglar said that success is living a balanced life. In other words, and I could also be the best family person in the world, except that I'm not feeding my family, or I could be broken in debt. It just doesn't work. And so today we want to define what it means to be at the top. The question is, could Zig Ziglar give us a view from the top? Was he at the top? Well, he was. And the fact is that Zig Ziglar impacted a quarter of a billion lives on the planet through his speeches, his tapes, his books, his many recorded messages. In fact, when he passed away, it was national news. It was a trending topic on Twitter. Today, he still has millions of fans. And today, he is still the most quoted motivational speaker on earth, even though he's not even with us anymore. He really and truly did leave a legacy. And one of the reasons that I got involved with Ziglar is because I had simply invited Zig Ziglar to come speak at my conference. It was something that came into my mind one day. I go to Dallas a lot to speak, and I said, I'm going to go visit the Ziglar Corporation and see if I can meet Zig Ziglar. And, you know, maybe, hopefully, I could get maybe an interview with him, do a telephone interview with him or something. Because you have to realize that at that time, he was getting $100,000 for a speech, one speech. It wasn't even a 90-minute keynote. It was something, I don't know exactly how long it was, but probably about 40 minutes. And he's sharing the stage on some of the biggest stages in the world with ex-presidents and world leaders and celebrities. And he's in the green room with all of them. I can't even imagine some of those conversations. In fact, that was the first place that I ever met Zig Ziglar, was at one of those big conferences. We had 20,000 people in the Toyota Center here in Houston. And this was the second time that they had filled up the Toyota Center. I think this was the second day it had filled up. The first day it filled up, couldn't get any more people in there. So they got another date the next day, I think it was, and they probably had it reserved in advance. And there were 20,000 people in there. And on a break, I went to find the Zig Ziglar book table and got to meet Zig Ziglar. And I intended to follow up for five years and many different times that I went to Dallas and just never did it. You know what we call that? We call that FTI, failure to implement. Finally did. Long story short, Zig came and spoke at my conference. I got to know Tom Ziglar, and we built a relationship. And I just, when I would go to Dallas, I'd take Tom out to lunch and talk to him and go visit the office. And I'd go see Zig, and Zig would be at the office, or we'd go over to Zig's, where Zig lived at that time. And just, you know, the thing I love about the Ziglars is Zig Ziglar was the same person behind the scenes as he was on stage. How many of you know that you could meet a speaker, meet your hero, and just find out that not a very good person, really, personally? And I learned the same thing about Tom, that they're just genuine. But the reason that I promote Zig Ziglar, the reason that the Ziglar philosophy is part of the fabric of our business training and community is not just because my company is the exclusive small business coaching firm for Ziglar, and not just because I'm the executive vice president of of training operations at Ziegler, and I help Tom run the company, is because Zig did get to the top, and he lived a life that I think any of us could envy. But more than that, it's a life that we could respect, because he had all the things that money could buy. But as Zig also said, he also has all the things that money won't buy. You know, he said, you could buy a house, but you can't buy a home. You could buy a bed, but you can't buy a good night's sleep. He said, you can buy a companion, but you can't buy a friend, you see. And so there's a difference between success. He had success, massive success. In fact, reading this book, I was just amazed. Well, we were working with the military. Well, we were, you know, at the tip of Africa, and we saw we're looking at the Indian Ocean on this side, and the other ocean on that side, and just all the experiences he had. And where he came from was, that was even, you know, more over the top, as he would say. And, you know, considering the fact that he grew up as the Zieglers were the second poorest family in Yazoo City, Mississippi. I mean, it's one thing to be Poe, but it's something else to be Poe and from Mississippi. And I know, because I grew up Poe in Mobile, Alabama, on welfare. And so he just lived an amazing life. And so it's not just that Ziegler and Phenomenal Products, my company, are business partners, and we have the Ziegler philosophy woven through everything that we do. It's because the Ziegler philosophy has not only changed millions of lives, but he's changed, and many of you who are listening right now, he changed my life. And he lived a life that was just one to be respected and emulated, not copied, because there's only one Zig Ziglar in the entire world. And you know what Zig would say? There's only one of you in the entire world, out of the billions of people who are on earth, and the billions of people that may come after us, and the billions of people who have come after us, or come before us, you have a unique fingerprint. And so we are going to dig into the Ziegler philosophy today, why it's so powerful, how it can help you get to the top. And we're going to take a view from the top. What does that look like? And we're going to uncover the Ziegler philosophy as we go, so that you can get to the top and live a balanced life. What we're going to do is we're going to go through, in the book, A View from the Top, there are 15 principles that say you're at the top when. And so I want to work through each one of those principles. We're going to do three sessions, and we're going to go till about 11 o'clock Central Time. We'll take a 15-minute break, and then we'll come back and we'll go for another hour or so. We'll take a lunch break, and then we'll finish up at 2 p.m. Central today. So there'll be three sessions that are roughly an hour long, where we're going to look at five of these principles. And then I want you to take notes. There's also a View from the Top action guide that you can get on Amazon. And I want you, you don't have to download that now, but I want you to take notes and think about your own life, where you are right now. You see, where are you in that? Are you at survival? Maybe you're successful financially, but I'm just surviving relationally. I'm just surviving emotionally. I'm just surviving, you know, in my spiritual life. You see, being at the top and being phenomenally successful and being significant has a whole lot more to do with the spiritual, the mental, the physical, than it does the financial. And unfortunately, in our culture, when we think of at the top, we think of being famous. We think of being rich. We think of being, you know, the some celebrity. It's a real problem in our culture today. And I'm so glad that we're finally launching Phenomenal Youth this week. We're doing it organically. We're just doing one little pod. It's not open to the public yet. We're doing one pilot pod to flesh all the material out. And then we'll add some more pods and add some more pods and add some more pods. And I believe that we can turn the tide in our culture by helping our kids. And can I tell you something? Zig Ziglar had a dream. You know what it was? It was changing the hearts of young people in America, because he knew that changing the heart of young people in America will not only change our culture and change our world, but it, or our country, but it'll change the world. It really, really will. So the first thing we need to understand is that you're at the top when you clearly understand that failure is an event, not a person. The fact is that too many times we can think that we're a failure. Zig Ziglar, at one point in time, he was in sales and he said, you know, I didn't sell anything. He said, actually, that's not true. He said, I sold a lot. He said, I sold my house, sold my car, sold my furniture, because he wasn't successful in sales. And as you know, he became one of the great ones in the sales arena. That's really what made him famous. And then he realized that it wasn't really about sales techniques. It wasn't really about secrets of closing the sale, but it was about being the right kind of person and understanding who you are and understanding that failure is an event, not a person. So one morning, he was supposed to go to a training and he didn't want to go. It was cold outside, there's snow on the ground, and the little car that he had didn't have a heater in it. And he said, you know, I just wanted to go back to sleep. I didn't want to go to that training. He said, but I had committed to going to that training. And he says, the voice of his mother came into his head. When you make a commitment, son, you got to stick with it. He said, so I'll go to the training. He goes to the training. And again, he was at the bottom of this organization of 7,000 salespeople. And on the break, the sales trainer, which he had great respect for, came to him on a break and said, Zig, I've been watching you. And he said, I've never seen such a waste. He said, that'll get your attention, my friend. Imagine someone saying that to you. I've never seen such a waste. Now, PC Merrill was not telling Zig Ziglar that he was a failure. What he was saying is that just the opposite. In fact, he finished the statement and said, I've never seen such a waste, because if you went to work on a regular basis, I believe that you could be a great one. He said, frankly, I'd never heard words like that. Have you been told that you can be a great one? Have you been told that you can be at the top? Do you know what it means to be at the top? We have to understand that we might be striking out in sales like Zig was. We might, and by the way, he became the number two out of 7,000. And then he decided to go into sales training himself. Otherwise, obviously, he would have become number one, but that doesn't really matter. What matters is that he went on to be a sales trainer and then the greatest motivational speaker on planet Earth. Now, he didn't like the word motivational speaker. He preferred to see himself as an inspirational teacher. See, that's different. You're given information, this truth that inspires people. And there's nothing wrong with motivation either. In fact, people used to laugh at Zig and say, "Oh, that motivation stuff doesn't last." He said, "Well, neither does bathing, but we recommend it daily." How many of you know that that's the truth? You see, Zig said, "You're at the top when you realize that yesterday ended last night, that today is a brand new day." See, Zig had a choice that day. He had a choice that day. Now that he had had this conversation with PC Merrill, he was motivated. He was inspired. The next day, he got up and he said, "Every single day, I'm going to get up, I'm going to dress up, I'm going to show up without fail." So today is your brand new day. Whatever it is that you're failing in, whatever it is that you're struggling with, you can change, and you can change today. Today is a brand new day. Zig said that far too many people have no idea what they can do because all they've been told is what they can't do. I'm about that far from finalizing. I've done the introduction of Phenomenal Youth several times. And so I think I finally got it where I want it to be. It's simple, short. But one of the things I share with the young folks, and I hope there's young people listening today, because that's my dream now. That's my vision now. Yeah, we have a very successful small business coaching and training organization. Ziglar has the Ziglar Legacy Certification Program, where you can get the master certification in personal development and take your the Ziglar philosophy to a higher level and teach it like I'm doing now. And all that's awesome. It's changing a lot of lives. It's making a difference in a lot of lives. But what my passion is to help now, today, is not just to help coaches and trainers and ZLCers, like many of you are, or small business owners, is let's impact the kids. And here's what I know. Not only will it change the world, it'll change the family. Because the reason that many kids are like they are today is because they've been lied to. They need to have this truth. They're being lied to by the culture. We're being lied to by the government. We're being lied to by the media. We're being lied to by entertainment. And even good parents that are practicing good habits and good parenting are struggling because there's all these other voices. My early mentor, the wisest man that I know, I sent over the introduction to Phenomenal Youth to him and his son. His son's published a bunch of books, and more importantly, and he's pastored, and they've both done some tremendous work over the years. When Joey was born, he was born in Thailand because my mentor Bill, he and his wife were missionaries in Thailand for 40 years. And so he's born over there. So he's had these amazing experiences. Well, what does he do today? He teaches eighth grade in public school. And folks, if you have any exposure to public school, I'm not telling you anything new, and you could tell me some stories. But I said, I want to know what eighth graders are going through in public school. The things that he told me are absolutely demonic. I'm not going to get into details there, but for one thing, you can't tell them who they are. You cannot tell them the truth about who they are and whose they are and where they came from. But yet the secular humanists can tell them anything that they want to tell them because it's not a quote unquote religion. Folks, it's messed up. You know what Zig Ziglar's course for young people is called? I Can. Because the fact is that most human beings, starting when you're a little bitty person, when you're a child, you learn that you can't because you're not a good person, or you don't have the skill, you're not cool enough, you're not attractive enough, you're not strong enough, you're not rich enough, you're not free enough, whatever. And so when I was growing up in Alabama, I was told, and I shared this in the introduction of Phenomenal Youth, that I was told that I looked just like my dad, acted just like my dad. I was like a carbon copy of my real father. Now, my real father had left when I was a year old and was now in Houston. And according to my mom, he was a bad guy. I don't know what the circumstances were. I don't know what the real truth is. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What mattered for me was that I was told that I looked just like him, acted just like him, and he was a bad guy. So what does that do to my self-image? Zig Ziglar said that all human beings, to one degree or another, suffer from a poor self-image. We don't know who we are. We don't know whose we are. We don't know where we came from. So therefore, kids are confused. I know for me that I got in a lot of trouble. I was a bad kid because of what was in my mind. You are what you are and where you are because of what has gone in your mind. You can change what you are and where you are by changing what goes in your mind. Well, Howard, how did you change? How did you become successful? How did you become significant? By understanding the philosophy that I'm sharing with you today, which, by the way, Zig's own words came from a book called The Word of God. Well, if you're told that you look just like this guy, act just like this guy, can't wait to meet him. And as fate had it, I'd only met him twice in my whole life. He visited the family after many, many years when I was 15 years old. I didn't say a word when I met him. And then 2 years later, I was almost 18. I was 17 years old and almost 18. He came, had become very successful, and he came with his new wife and took us out shopping and bought a bunch of gifts and things like this, my real father. And as fate would have it, I bought a big old suitcase. I wasn't planning on going anywhere. I don't know why I needed a suitcase. I never went anywhere. I mean, I went to the beach. That was about it. I'd never been any farther north than North Carolina, never any farther west than New Orleans. I need a suitcase. But shortly after that, I got kicked out of the house by my stepdad. And I moved to Houston on a Greyhound bus, and I arrived here with literally 25 cents in my pocket. I didn't know what I could do. I'd been told all these years that, and felt like, you're a bad kid. And I did. I got in trouble, and I was. Why? Because of what I had put in my mind about myself. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know whose I was. Zig Ziglar didn't know who he was. His big vision: own a butcher shop in Yazoo, Mississippi. Nothing wrong with that. But if that's not what God called you to be, if that's not who God called you to be, God called Zig Ziglar to go impact a quarter of a billion lives on the planet and leave a legacy of respect that people like me and people like Sherry Perry and people like Michelle Prince and people like Deanna Sullivan and Elise Makarevich and many, many other people, all who are in Ziglar, that are Ziglar Legacy certified, would be inspired to carry on that legacy. Because he was truly at the top. You're at the top when you've made friends with your past. I've made friends with my past. Yeah, I did a lot of dumb things, did a lot of bad things when I was younger. Got married at 23, and Denise Conjette Antoinette Pinella Partridge helped straighten me out. So, you know, we can live with regrets, but when we say, okay, I understand that how I grew up and what I could have done but didn't do, you can't stay there. You can't live in the past. Make friends with your past. Forgive yourself if you need to. I'm focused on the present because the only thing I can do about the future is be the best version of myself today and be optimistic about your future. Why? Because you don't have to be great to start, but you do have to start to be great. I know that I can be a great one. Zig learned he could be a great one. You could be a great one. What does that mean? It means that you're at the top when you understand that you're born to win. See, Zig said you're born to win, designed for accomplishment, engineered for success, endowed with the seeds of greatness. After all, God don't make no junk. I ask perfect strangers on a regular basis after pleasantries, you know, how you doing today? You know, what's my answer going to be? I'm phenomenal. Oh, wow. You're phenomenal. That sounds good. Well, you know, I learned that from Zig Ziglar, because when you ask Zig how he was doing, he say better than good and getting better, better than I deserve. I mean, he had this positive attitude. And he said this, he said, you're born to win, that as a human, you're born to win. See, you're not born to lose in any area of life. You're born to win, designed for accomplishment, engineered for success, and endowed with the seeds of greatness. One of the things that you'll learn in this book is the qualities of success that you have. It might just be a seed that hasn't even germinated yet, but it's in there. You've been endowed with the seeds of greatness. You can be a great one because you're born to win. And that's why we can be optimistic about the future, because when we understand who we are, whose we are, that we're here for a reason, everything changes. So I ask perfect strangers, well, did you know that you're phenomenal? And they go, well, what do you mean? Or they say, oh, well, thank you. I get a lot of different responses. It's a lot of fun. And then I'm like, can I ask you a really personal question? They go, yeah. Do you believe in God? Is that bold? Do you believe in God? I just met you like 60 seconds ago. That's about how long this takes. Most people say yeah, or yes, or absolutely, or yeah, or I think that question is too personal. Doesn't matter how they answer. Here's the truth. The truth is that you are a phenomenal product because everything God makes is phenomenal. So it's an easy setup when they say, oh, yeah, I believe in God. I said, well, is everything that God makes phenomenal? Yeah. Does that include you? Yeah. See how cool that is? When I started working with Ziglar, we had a little bit of a branding problem, because when you ask me how I'm doing, the answer is phenomenal. You ask Zig how he's doing, better than good. So we're going to go with phenomenal. We're going to go with better than good. Here's what we came up with, which you already know. But remember that this is going to be out there in the ether, hopefully for many, many years to come. And there are going to be people who listen to this that don't know all of our letters. Okay. They don't know what better than phenomenal is. So that's what we came up with, better than phenomenal. Then our inner circle members just shorten that to BTP. So everybody starts to say, hey, how you doing? BTP. And then we added BTP OTT. That's better than phenomenal over the top. And then I decided I was just probably bored sitting on the beach one day. And I got my notebook out and I just started adding letters. So finally, I came up with BTP OTT, WCEB LTD OTC OTP, which is better than phenomenal, over the top. Who could ever believe? Living the dream, off the charts, off the planet. And we've had our inner circle members plussing it up ever since. Elise, who's on this webinar today, her daughter Ariana, who was 5 at the time, started coming to see. This is one of the many reasons that I'm so passionate about kids, because Ariana got this at 5 years old. So they're coming to the conference, and Elise was bringing her to the conferences, which we love it. When kids are there, we absolutely love it. They're not a distraction. They're not a bother. They're part of the family. And my purpose is to help them to get their mind straight about who they are and whose they are and what they can accomplish. I can. So she comes in with Ariana and she goes, you won't believe what Ariana said this morning. I said, what is it? She said, I asked her how she was doing. And she said, it's a once in a lifetime phenomenal day. Of course, what does Howard do? Brings her up to the stage in front of 200 people and asks her to say it in the microphone. You see, the fact is that even though you're born to win, you're going to fail. You're not going to win at everything that you do. You're not going to, hit the ball every single time that you get up to bat. In one of our leadership groups, the other day, there was a quote from Hank Aaron, and Hank Aaron is from the same hometown that I am. Now, he played for the Atlanta Braves, but he grew up as a child in Mobile, Alabama. And there's a little park right near my house that's called, has a little plaque about Hank Aaron, and there's a little, softball field there. It's like a little park. And then there's a Hank Aaron stadium there also in Mobile, a big stadium. But the way that he became the way that he got the record of the most home runs ever, topped Babe Ruth's record, was he said, it didn't matter how I felt. Get this. Didn't matter how I felt. Every time I got up to the plate, I just kept swinging. You have to understand and take control of your emotions. Losing, not winning at something, doesn't mean that you are a loser. As Thomas Edison said when people said, well, you failed 10,000 times trying to create the light bulb. He said, no, 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 no. He said, I learned 10,000 ways that don't work. Because it only takes one time. So you're at the top when you know that a win doesn't make you. See, that's pride. There's my mentor taught me that there are two ditches that human beings can fall into. The ditch of pride or the ditch of guilt. I'm no good. I'm a failure. Oh, man, I'm better than everybody else. Those are two ditches. The highway to success, the highway that winners run on, they understand that Sometimes you win, and sometimes you learn. You don't lose when you don't win or you strike out. Or, in fact, Babe Ruth had another record. Speaking of baseball, Babe Ruth had another record. You know what that record is? More strikeouts. So Hank Aaron learned a little something from Babe Ruth. You just get up there and swing. Doesn't matter how you feel. Doesn't matter how badly you lost yesterday. You don't get prideful when you win, when you're at the top, because all of a sudden you ain't at the top anymore. And you don't get so down in the dumps and have that plum disease like Zig talked about, a poor little old me pity party that nobody, a party that nobody wants to go to is a pity party. And the way that you break out of that is to know that you know that you know that you know who you are, that you're here for a reason, that God created you. You are a phenomenal product. You're born to win. You were designed for accomplishment. Do you have, I mean, listen, if we could just shut off the media for 30 days, shut off social media for 30 days and get over the fact that, oh, well, you know, the people I'm around are just boring. You ain't looking. You're not looking. You're not looking far enough into that person's soul, because we have too much emphasis on the external. That's not who makes you. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside. It doesn't matter. Think of Nick Vujicic. This man was born without arms and without legs. He has like a little flipper that's like a little foot. It's like a little flipper. Okay? You think he was bullied in school? Do you think that he had a poor self-image? Yeah. But today he's inspiring people around the world. He is famous, and he's impacting youth around the world. You got to know who you are, as Zig said. We're going to play a song during the break, Born to Win. Did you know that Zig Ziglar now has a best-selling music album? I mean, hey, he keeps winning even after he's passed on. There was a guy that contacted us that we know through Kyle Wilson, who does music albums. And he said, hey, we want to take some of Zig's speeches and put them to music and create a music album. And we're like, cool. Doesn't cost us a dime. Ziglar will make royalties on it. And cool. So you're going to hear some of that on the break. And Zig and that music, album, we want to get some visuals for it, has some music videos, but he says, I'm going to remind you, I'm just reminding you that you're born to win. You're at the top when you know a win doesn't make you. Let's get rid of the pride, and failure doesn't break you. Let's get rid of the guilt. Yes or yes? Okay. Now, many of you in Inner Circle remember this graphic. In fact, currently it just so happens that we have come back to this graphic in Inner Circle because we're having a little bike race. And this graphic was created by Tom Ziglar. Tom and I had begun to travel around the world when we first started working together in 2012, traveled all over the world, UK and Australia and every little nook and cranny of the U.S. Many of you are here because of those little workshops we did. We did a one-day workshop called the Born to Win for Business Leaders workshop. This graphic is in the last chapter of this book, Born to Win. And he, as we were working together and working on the five areas of a phenomenal business and the wheel of life, my quote is that your business exists for one reason only, and that is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. And of course, your job exists, your role and whatever you do, your career exists to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. Oh, I love that. I love that. And Rusty just typed in that the horn right here, I got to pass this on to Tom, that the horn should be positive self-talk. I love it. Just honking. I'm born to win. Hey, let's just even go digital and put a speaker on that that has Zig Ziglar's music album on there. And we're riding around in Destin and preaching the word, so to speak. Speaking of the word, you see that God was in the center of everything that Zig Ziglar did. Anyway, I'm not going to reteach the whole born to win keynote that Tom does, but the point is that the point is that you can win. And the point is that we have to have a balanced life. The point is that in everything that you do, and you understand that you're born to win, that winning doesn't make you, failure doesn't break you, the fact is that you can have success in all these areas in life and in business. You may not know how. Maybe you don't know how to do your job well yet. Maybe you don't know how to, maybe you haven't been trained yet. Maybe you don't know how to work those parts of your business. Maybe you're not good with finances. Maybe you're not winning in health yet. Well, first question is it worth doing? Is it worth working on your health, working on your relationship with your family, working on your mind, learning the things that you need to learn, being financially free, having a phenomenal spiritual life, having the right job for you, the right career for you, the right business for you? Is it worth pursuing some of the passions that you have? Not necessarily pleasure, not passions, not just the things that you enjoy doing. Yes, because that's what brings the spice of life. Now, we've gotten out of balance here by pursuing pleasure rather than happiness. What's the difference? See, Zig Ziglar said that every human being on the planet wants to be happy, healthy, prosperous. They want to be secure. They want to have friends. They want to have peace. They want to have good family relationships. And they want to have hope for the future. You know what I discovered in this book right here? For years, Tom Ziglar, myself, ZLCers all around the world have taught every human being wants the same eight things in life. You know what I discovered in this book right here, View from the Top? There are nine things that people want. Now, this ninth thing, I will have to say, is sort of hidden in these eight things. But what people want more than anything else is to love and to be loved. To love and to be loved. The difference between happiness and pleasure, happiness and joy, happiness and fulfillment, happiness and or pleasure and joy, or pleasure and fulfillment. Happiness or pleasure, if that is your goal, and this is the problem, the challenge today is that we put this personal wheel, our personal pleasures, before everything else. That's what's wrong with our country today. We should pursue happiness, choose joy, choose fulfillment, choose meaning and purpose. And then guess what? We'll not only be happy, we'll not only have more fun, we'll not only have more pleasure in life, we won't have that guilt or that pride that I've been talking about. And when you put God in the center and you really know him and you understand that he loves you, you're going to be happy. You can be healthy. You can be prosperous. How much money should you have? That depends on what your call in life is. Jesus didn't own anything, but he changed the world. When you know God, you'll be secure. When you go out to be a friend, you'll have friends. When you know God, you'll have peace. No peace? You got to know him. Know him, no peace. Know him, no peace. That's the difference between N-O and K-N-O-W. Family, I can't change my wife. I can't change my son. I can't change anybody except when I'm willing to change. If I'm willing to change, that person, that other person will be willing to change. And guess what? What if they get on the same bike and we're both on our bicycles and we're both coming to the table? Man, that's what I call BTPOTTWCEBLTDOTPOTCOTP. It's a once in a lifetime, phenomenal, better than phenomenal day. And when we live like that, we'll have hope. You're at the top when you're filled with faith, hope, and love. And you live without anger, without greed, without guilt, and thoughts of revenge. We've been lied to. People have hurt us. Some people have been angry at God. We've been done wrong by other people. But if you experience anger or greed or guilt and thoughts of revenge, I'm going to get back at this person, I'm going to hit back, that's an indicator that you need to grow your faith. Every single one of those comes from a place of fear. I don't know who I am. I don't know why I'm here. I don't know what at the top means. Every single one of those outcomes in scripture is called the deeds of the flesh. See, there's only two ways to live: by the Spirit or out of the flesh. Only two ways to live, okay? And so the deeds of the flesh, the greed, the guilt, the thoughts of revenge, the anger, those come from a fear, a deep emotional, an emotional fear that's inside. So we gotta put our emotional awareness on and say, hey, what's going on down there? You know, why am I thinking or feeling or acting this way? Well, when I know who I am and I know whose I am and I'm filled with faith rather than fear, I will then have hope. And when I take the opportunity to love others, that's when I will feel significant. See, Zig said, your faith is very important. I've done the math. He said, you're going to be dead a whole lot longer than you'll be alive. So we want to think about that for sure. We're going to take a 15-minute break. And what I want you to do during the break, first of all, if there are any questions that you have or comments, go ahead and type them in. I'll comment on them when we come back. But I want you to take the first five of the 15, and you can find all 15 of the principles of you or of being at the top on page 188 and 189 of the book. And the first five that we've covered so far You're at the top when you clearly understand that failure is an event, not a person. Rate how you are doing in that principle, with that principle, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being poor, 10 being phenomenal. Number two, you're at the top when you realize that yesterday ended last night and today is your brand new day. Do you get up every day and say, all right, I'm going to put yesterday aside? Number three, you're at the top when you made friends with your past. You're focused on the present and optimistic about the future. 1 to 10. Let's see. Number four, you're at the top when you know a win doesn't make you and a failure doesn't break you. And then the fifth one, you're at the top when you're filled with faith, hope, and love, and live without anger, greed, guilt, and thoughts of revenge. Please type in your thoughts, your takeaways, your questions, your comments, and we will come back in 15 minutes. Got to take a 15-minute break, get you some coffee, get you some snacks, get you some refreshment, and we will be back here in 15 minutes. Thank y'all so much.